Caucus. I'm Pat Powers. Thanks for joining us. Well, recently there's a new kind of a new organization in a way that's been starting here in Hamilton, Boone, and Story counties. It's the Ames Regional Economic Alliance there. And joining me in the studio today, we have one of its representatives who pay lots of visits to Webster City, Audie Maxey. So, Audie, we're glad to have you here today.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So this is a new organization in a way, just got kind of a Hamilton County got involved in it just recently, Audie. So let's find out what exactly is the alliance, the Ames Regional Economic Alliance.
We recently rebranded for decades, and probably since the inception, we were the Ames Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. And in the last probably 5 to 7 years, our organization has taken a different strategic approach, and we recognize that economic development is a regional idea. And so we had, prior to our relationship with Hamilton County, which is very young at this point, at its early stages, we were doing work in Boone and Story County. And so that's the organization. We're both a chamber in Ames with an umbrella for a lot of organizations. And then we have a very strong economic development team. And that's the work that's happening in Hamilton.
And doing a lot of good so far.
Building relationships, learning the ecosystem. And, you know, Pat, economic development is a team sport. And we're not going to move the needle or a region isn't going to move the needle unless all of the partners are together. And we mean education, we mean our municipalities, our state, our federal, our county governments, as well as our utilities, and of course, most importantly, our existing business and industry that chooses to call Hamilton County home.
And only one thing to our neighbors in Boone, it's been kind of a busy year for them so far with the work with a plant, a new facility for yogurt in there.
Yes, it Daisy, yep. Brand, and it's going to be a sour cream production facility, and that's probably going to be the biggest get for the state of Iowa for 2024. It's going to result in about $800 million of investment in that region, and not to mention all of the ancillary aspects to that will have a big boost to the economy regionally and statewide, frankly.
How many jobs will that create?
Projecting, you know, that's a bit of a moving number from, you know, when the plant opens, and I don't know exactly when that date will be, and when they're going to start moving dirt, but about 200 jobs.
That's just amazing for Central Iowa, getting a new plant there in Boone for the Daisy plant.
Yes, it's an incredible boost. And again, to my earlier point, that couldn't have happened without the City of Boone, the Boone County Economic Growth Commission, which is the economic development organization that we lead there, the county, and of course, the state was very actively involved in that, all the way to the governor's office. And she played a very significant role in that.
And this alliance, Hamilton County just got involved with it just early this year, in fact.
You're right. We were approached in late January, early February, by Supervisor Rick Young and interim city manager for Webster City, John Herenstein, reached out to our CEO, Dan Culhane, and understood the work that we were doing in Boone and Story County and wanted to explore what that relationship would be like here. And quite frankly, the details were ironed out very quickly, and we started our work right in June.
Just to go ahead, because the agreements were signed by the Webster City Council and with the Hamilton County Supervisors, of which Rick Young is a member, along with Jerry Cloberdance, as well as Dan Campadilli, who will be ending his term coming up this year.
Very strong leadership, and I think what continues to impress our organization in the work that we're doing here is the commitment to collaboration between Webster City and Hamilton County. That is absolutely critical. It's becoming and continuing to be a stronger and stronger partnership. And for us to be associated with that group that wants to do good things, community betterment in the region. It's just an honor.
Mm-hmm. What are we seeing down the road here in Hamilton County, Audie, for economic activities?
Well, it's really, Pat, I don't mean to downplay it, but it's really not going to be any different than what any region is focusing on. And it starts with our existing business and industry, the folks that are calling Hamilton County home. We want to make sure we're engaging with them, and any pain points they're having, we want to make sure that we're circling the wagons and supporting them. So business retention and supporting expansion. Of course, we want to recruit business and industry. And so that's a tremendous asset that our organization brings. We manage all the listings, and we actively go to trade shows and recruit and work closely with the Iowa Economic Development Authority to respond to leads and market Hamilton County. Housing is absolutely critical, and we are actively working with both the county and the city on meeting with developers, identifying ground, and the county has, to their credit, just initiated a countywide housing study that will be very helpful in the work we do. And finally, powerful partnerships. We're going to stand up an economic development organization, the Hamilton County Economic Development Group, and the strength of that and the value proposition is bringing all of the interested parties together to collaborate and understand the work that's being done.
Case in point, such as Van Deest Supply Company, that's been a Webster City icon for many years with Bob Van Deest. Also, VanTech Incorporated and Webster City Custom Meats, just to name a few of what's been happening here in Webster City there, Audie.
Absolutely. And the list goes on and on. I think in addition to the collaboration that we are experiencing between Hamilton County and Webster City in this work and all of the surrounding communities, we also recognize that the companies that are here represent strong assets, as well as there's just so much development potential in this county.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're from the Ames area, of course, the big facility in Ames, Iowa State University. That's kind of a major moneymaker for Ames, as well as some other industries. I think Barella are doing some expansion work to there, just off Interstate 35, the Italian maker of food there, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you start with Iowa State University. There, our CEO, Dan Culhane, has worked extremely hard in his 18 years leading our organization to really establish and solidify a hand-in-glove collaboration with the university. And we recognize that Iowa State University is the driver in our region. And it would be foolish not to be at the table with them and supporting all the great work that they do in our region.
Mm-hmm. So we have some positive things down the road for Hamilton County, as well as Boone and Story counties, with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance.
Absolutely. Our focus right now, you know, in the short time we've been here in working with Webster City, we're having meetings with housing developers. We are actively working on building out an industrial park. We have had connections with rail providers because that's such a key asset.
Yes.
There are corridor studies underway. There's just a lot happening.
Mm-hmm. But you're not expanding to like other counties, just focused on the three counties of Boone, Story, and Hamilton.
That's right. And you know, I do want to say that even 7 or 8 months ago, expanding into Hamilton County was not on our radar per mm-hmm. se. We were focused on the work we were doing. And when approached, I think what became so quickly evident was the commitment to doing the work on the part of Webster City and Hamilton County. And so we were excited to partner. And at the same time, it's not as though we're trying to just continue to move into additional counties. There's plenty of work to be done, and we're excited to bring Hamilton County and connect Hamilton County to Story and Boone County and continue to develop the region.
Mm-hmm. Sound like some encouraging times ahead there, Audie, for Webster City and Hamilton County being a part of the alliance?
Oh, there's no question. We, you know, my particular role, I like to say I'm the tip of the spear for our organization. I'm the face that folks are going to see up here on usually a daily basis. But the power in the relationship and the partnership is not just the fact that I'm here. It's the fact that there's a team of developers that I work with in our office that are all doing the work and engaging in moving Hamilton County forward.
And it's great people like you that's doing that. You're attending supervisor meetings. I'm sure Webster City Council meetings. There's one coming up Monday night, and that's positive.
Well, I'm beginning to. I'm repeating myself.
That's fine.
Relationship. The genesis was the collaboration between the county and Webster City, and they are really the drivers. And our role is to bring expertise, relationships, and connections that our office has fostered over the years, bringing those to Hamilton County, and quite frankly, bringing some of the key players in Hamilton County into the orbit of those relationships and story and Boone. You know, Pat, I had two conversations yesterday where in separate, but two things came up separately in both of those conversations, and it's the power of idea sharing. And one was from the person in our organization discussed that as we were planning on hosting some folks in our area, but then also John Herenstein and I had a similar conversation, our city manager in Webster City, that it's the power of idea sharing that helps move things forward.
Very positive organization. That's the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. Any last words here?
We're honored and humbled to be here. The relationships that we've made to this point have been fantastic. And I look forward to meeting more and more people, as do in Hamilton County, as do the folks in our organization.
And we hope to get you back on for another update very soon there, Audie.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Audie Maxey joining me this morning from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance here on KQWC. It's now 8:44. Temperature stands at 73 degrees here on Radio Hill.